Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the control of insects in your alfalfa fields. If you're not scouting your alfalfa fields regularly, have you hired somebody to do that? Sometimes that's the best way to get things done in the spring. You know, we've got a lot of other things on our minds, so maybe we should turn that over to a professional who can do it on a regular basis for us. How often should these fields be scouted? Well, at least weekly, and as we start to see more insects in the field and start to find a few, we probably need to do it two or three times a week. Now, some decisions that you have to make as you look at your various methods of control of insects. Basically, we really have two things that we can do. We can either harvest the alfalfa, take away the food source, and then the insects will most likely disappear from the fields, or use insecticides to treat the field to kill the insects. Keep in mind that when we use these insecticides, we're killing the good guys as well as the bad guys. So when we kill all the insects, then we need to probably continue with those applications of insecticide maybe throughout the growing season as we start to see populations increase. If you choose insecticide treatment, keep in mind that there's also a delay in harvest due to the fact that you've treated the field. So you need to observe those label directions when it comes to holding off on cutting after application. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to get out and evaluate their alfalfa fields for insect damage and make a decision whether or not it's time to cut or is it time to apply insecticide.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.